Welcome, blessed viewers, and Kikati, which is hello in Luganda, a language spoken in Uganda, primarily by the Baganda in that area. Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Join us from anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Supreme Master Television programs can be viewed on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hot Bird 6 at 13 degrees east, in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For global viewing, please visit us online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, His Holiness the Pope and Israeli President Shimon Peres discuss the role of religion in world peace. In environmental news, General Motors' eighth plant has achieved landfill-free status. In global health news, the International Health Partnership works to bring good health to people all over the world. All this and more on your all-positive channel, Supreme Master Television.
Today, September the 24th. British comedian Jack D was born in 1962. In 1991, he received the Best Comedy Award for Best Newcomer and was given his own show beginning in 1992. Later, he had several TV and movie starring roles. In 2001, Mr. D began to work for charities, using comedy to help raise money and awareness for people in need of help, both in Africa and the United Kingdom. In 2005, Mr. D hosted Comic Aid, a comedy event that raised money to help people in Asia. Thank you, Jack, for your generosity in helping others and your comedy that brings laughter to the world. Happy, happy birthday.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief update from South Korea. Typhoon Nari brought heavy rains onto Jeju Island. Our association members in South Korea received a concerned message from Supreme Master Qinghai, who prompted the formation of a relief team that would offer recovery efforts to the afflicted residents. Their timely assistance was noted by both the residents and local government. Let's go to the scene of recovery, where the governor of Jeju Province shared his thoughts.
예기지 못한 집중호우로 인해서 우리 제주도가 언어로 표현할 수 없으리만치 정말로 상상을 초월하는 이러한 피해를 당했습니다. 인명피해만도 13명에 이르고 그리고 재산피해만도 천억을 윗돌고 있습니다. 물론 농작물이며 이러한 것을 포함한다 그러면 더 엄청난 그러한 피해가 되리라고 이렇게 현재 추계를 하고 있습니다. 그래서 우선 도민들이 정상적인 이러한 생활을 회복을 할 수 있도록 저희가 응급복구 조치에 최 모든 동원을 해 나가고 있습니다.
오늘 봉사활동 내용은 독거노인 가정에 들어가서 집 청소와 그 다음에 장애자분이 계시는 집에 가서 말끔히 집을 정리를 해줬습니다. 그리고 오후에는 지역 주민들이 휴식 공간인 주변 공원에 나뭇가지 부서진 것이라든지 또 어린이들이 다치지 않도록 주변 정리를 하는 작업을 했습니다. 그리고 이런 저희들의 활동이 자원봉사센터 관계자분들에게 알려지면서 놀라움을 표현했습니다.
그리고 자원봉사님들께서 우리 제주도에 오셔서 손길이 닿지 않는 이러한 데에 정말 굳은 일을 마다하지 않고 자원봉사 활동을 펼쳐주고 계심에 대해서 도지사로서 따뜻한 감사의 말씀을 드립니다. 이러한 것들이 피해를 입은 우리 이재민, 우리 도민들에게 아마 희망과 용기를 심어줄 수 있는 그러한 좋은 계기가 되리라고 저희는 생각을 합니다.
May the warm-hearted people of Jeju Island have restored hope and comfort as they recover their homes and their lives after the flood. May God bless them and all those assisting in the recovery efforts with peace and safety. Supreme Master Ching-Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Flying news. Jordan's Queen Rania appeals for Middle East peace. Addressing peace supporters at London's Royal Albert Hall on Friday, Jordan's Queen Rania appealed for peace in the Middle East to mark International Peace Day. Queen Rania, referring to the holy fasting month of Ramadan, said it was particularly painful to know that at this time of giving, many innocent Palestinians and Iraqis are suffering in the region. Thank you, Her Majesty Queen Rania, for highlighting the urgent need for a peaceful resolution in the Middle East. We join you in earnest prayer. May Allah's great blessings bring peace and respite to the suffering innocent people.
Fly-in news. Gabon, Africa votes to abolish capital punishment. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Louise Arbour, applauded this recent ruling and further encouraged the government of Gabon to quickly put the ban into law. She stated, "This decision reinforces the growing movement towards the abolition of the death penalty worldwide." Congratulations and God bless Gabon for your compassionate decision. May your example be an inspiration for many other nations in the world.
Fly-in news, Japan's party leader to become Prime Minister. Fukuda Yasuo, a seasoned politician and Japan's new ruling party leader, is likely to assume the new office of Prime Minister on Tuesday. Mr. Fukuda Yasuo advocates a foreign policy of peaceful coexistence and has said that matters such as North Korea's nuclear disarmament should be handled through diplomatic dialogue. We wish you the best, Mr. Fukuda Yasuo. May the people of Japan enjoy the heavenly blessings of peace, prosperity, and friendship with all international neighbors.
Fly-in news. Venezuela supplies housing with 90,000 new homes this year. To address a housing shortage throughout the country, Venezuela has already built 90,000 homes this year, and another 156,000 are currently under construction. The housing support offered by the government also provides 30,000 subsidized loans with preferential rates to low-income families. Thank you, Venezuela, for your caring actions to provide comfortable homes for the people. We hope that all may enjoy their new accommodations under the radiance of heaven's blessings.
Fly-in news. Dubai's royalty launches fund for needy children. In the United Arab Emirates, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum has launched the Dubai Cares campaign. The program, which will provide around 1 million of the world's needy children with primary education, is receiving large donations from Dubai's wealthy individuals and the corporate business community. Thank you, and Allah bless Your Highness and all contributors for this noble and compassionate initiative. May the children of the world be blessed with abundant opportunities for learning and developing in peace.
Fly-in news. Eco-friendly organic fertilizer developed in Cuba. a new environmentally friendly fertilizer developed by Cuban specialists, receives international attention at the second International Seminar on Tropical and Subtropical Fruit Culture in Havana. This organic fertilizer, called EcoFert, is a mixture of minerals and worm castings. Studies have shown it to reduce soil erosion and improve agricultural yields by as much as 50%. Thank you, and God bless the Cuban specialists for creating this innovative, eco-friendly fertilizer. We wish all participants at the International Seminar a fruitful session. Fly-in News. Olac Sees, or Vietnamese president, sends moon festival gifts for nation's children. In honor of the mid-autumn festivities, President Nguyen Minh Triết addressed a letter to the children of Olac. He praised their achievements and encouraged them to continue to study and improve themselves. President Nguyen Minh Triết also appeared at the Enjoy the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival, distributing gifts to the children there. Thank you, President Nguyen Minh Triết, for your loving encouragement to the country's children. May heaven bless the Olac Sees children and all the children around the world.
Lion News. Saudi Arabia celebrates National Day. Saudi Arabia celebrated its National Day on Sunday, September 23rd. The national holiday marks the country's unification under King Abdul Aziz in 1932. Blessed with the two holy mosques of Mecca and Medina, the country's long-standing peace has allowed it to make rapid progress. Saudi Arabia has also been a constant benefactor and friend to other countries. Congratulations, Saudi Arabia, on your National Day. May the great Allah continue to shower your citizens with abundant blessings. Lion News. Planet Mars has caves. A National Aeronautics and Space Administration spacecraft from the USA has discovered presumably seven caves on Mars. Images of the red planet taken by the Mars Odyssey orbiter showed seven dark circular spots. Scientists have concluded that these could be caves because of the difference between daytime and nighttime temperatures. Researchers wonder if caves could harbor life on Mars and one day even shelter astronauts. Many thanks, and God bless NASA and all the scientists whose work bring us closer to Mars, our planetary neighbor.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Vancouver, Canada.
When I came here, I was working in the corporate field and then decided that I would help refugees.
In wishing to learn what we can do to assist refugees that enter Canada, our association members from the Vancouver Center had the honor to interview Senator Mobina Jaffer, who has been a dedicated advocate for refugees. Being a refugee herself from Uganda, Senator Jaffer has a special understanding and love for these resilient people. Senator Jaffer has been involved in the peace process of Darfur, in Jerusalem, and in Tel Aviv.
People know about people having to flee their country. People know about refugee camps. But there needs to be an education about the additional challenges.
Thank you, and God bless Senator Jaffer for your compassionate efforts. May the new residents in Canada be blessed with happiness in their new home.
In peace news, His Holiness the Pope and Israeli President Shimon Peres discussed Middle East peace. During his visit with Pope Benedict XVI, President Peres spoke of the role he saw for religion in creating world peace. He stated, "Anyone who believes in God and His way must believe in the sanctity of life." The Israeli president proposed the creation of a united organization of Jews, Christians, and Muslims, all working together to create a dialogue. His Holiness also responded to an invitation to visit the Holy Land, saying he hoped it might be Easter of next year. God bless Your Holiness and Your Excellency in your noble work to promote harmony for the world. May the sanctity of life be observed through peace. Up next on Noteworthy News, International Health Partnership brings good health to the world's inhabitants. We're just going out for a few minutes to commune with God. Be right back. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Viewers, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Flippy.
And I'm Flippo.
Flippo, do you know of anything healthy I could eat?
I sure do, Flippy. You could have some mung beans. They're a good source of protein. They're also rich in potassium, E vitamins, and fiber. These nutrients are good for the heart, nervous system, and your blood sugar levels. They're also well known in the Eastern medicine for their cooling and detoxifying qualities.
Wow, that sounds really healthy. I'm going to try some, but before I do, let's check the weather from around the world.
In environmental news, General Motors has made great strides in recycling and reusing waste materials. Their Baltimore transmission plant is the eighth GM facility to have achieved landfill-free status. 97% of the waste materials were recycled, and 3% of the waste materials were converted into energy during this year. The Baltimore plant also manufactures a new two-mode hybrid transmission vehicle, which will increase fuel efficiency by 25% over conventional gasoline powertrain systems.
And a key element of our strategy is our commitment to environmental and technical leadership, recognizing the important fact that it's neither feasible nor optimal for our industry to continue to rely almost exclusively on oil to supply the world's automotive energy requirements.
The automobile industry has been challenged to address the world's future energy, environmental, and transportation needs. And we intend to be part of the solution to society's energy issues, and we are absolutely committed to that.
Thank you, General Motors, for your concern for our environment and for your technology which keeps our planet clean and green. May the heavens smile upon this work.
In global health news, International Health Partnership is launched to reach millennium goals. The International Health Partnership aspires to help developing countries make more effective use of foreign aid in order to build stronger national healthcare systems. It brings together donor countries with such entities as the World Health Organization, Africa, the World Bank, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So they weigh them every month.
Burundi, Ethiopia, Kenya, Mozambique, Zambia, Cambodia, and Nepal are the first governments already slated to coordinate their health efforts with the International Health Partnership. Many thanks to all who are working together for this caring purpose. May our planet's inhabitants be blessed with health and happiness.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership, covering enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Governor Aníbal Acevedo Vilá, who has been dedicated to nurturing the people of Puerto Rico to optimum health. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Noteworthy News will be right back. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Today's Shining World Leadership segment features Aníbal Acevedo Vilá, a governor who has been dedicated to helping the people of Puerto Rico become healthier.
Aníbal Acevedo Vilá became governor of the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico in 2005. Since that time, he has been committed to improving the lives of the Puerto Rican people. In 2006, concerned by the health risks which child obesity poses, he launched the Puerto Rico In Shape campaign. This health-building campaign encourages children to adopt more active lifestyles and balanced diets. This program has an $8 million budget. It is used to fund physical trainers and nutritionists who are available in every city and town on the island. In addition, this year, a measure was passed for removing the unhealthy trans fats in Puerto Rico's restaurants and other eating establishments. Governor Vilá said, "With healthier citizens enjoying improved quality of life, Puerto Rico moves forward."
For his dedicated care in restoring the health and vitality of Puerto Rico's children, Governor Aníbal Acevedo Vilá received the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Governor Acevedo's loving concern and positive actions for the health and well-being of his country's youth is a shining example for all.
We thank you, Governor Aníbal Acevedo Vilá, for your noble devotion to bettering the lives of others. May God bless you, your lovely family, and the beautiful people of Puerto Rico with peace, health, and happiness.
Please join us now for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There was a person who went out and buy some drink in a bottle. But in the middle of the road, he broke the bottle and all the juice from inside, you know, sink into the ground. So he just stood there and wait. Another person passing by said, "What are you doing there?" He said, "I just broke my bottle of juice and I'm waiting for the juice to sink in the ground, and then I take the earth back home and squeeze it out."
And now for a viewer's heartline. This letter was written by Jetje Peikel from the Netherlands.
Dear friends, I asked a question about endurance a few days ago, and now I could get this information today in Words of Wisdom. Thanks. There was also a picture of Supreme Master Ching Hai in Amsterdam. Nice to know that she has been here. Where can I see when and where the Master is in Europe? Thank you, Master, for helping me too with your wisdom, although I am not yet an initiated person. All the love to all of you. Jetje Peikel, The Hague, The Netherlands.
Hello, Jetje. Thank you for your positive heartline. It's wonderful to hear that you were able to get the answer you needed on Words of Wisdom. For more information about Supreme Master Ching Hai's teachings and humanitarian activities, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org. We wish you the best on your journey, and may God's many blessings always be with you. Master said to convey her love to you.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
We have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. You can find us around the world any time of day and any day of the year at suprememastertv.com.
Mwereba, or the way one says goodbye in Luganda. May your life be filled with God's love and wonders.